Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and let's check in right now with Bobby Ghosh, senior editor of Time Magazine, their former world editor, on what's happening in Egypt right now. Hi, Bobby. Thanks for coming on with us on no notice.
Anytime.
So what do we know? Is this it? Is Hosni Mubarak about to resign?
Well, it sounds very much like it. It looks like the military, and that is the institution to which Mubarak is most loyal. It looks like the military is finally ready to cut links with him. The Supreme Council of the Egyptian Armed Forces has had a meeting and has indicated, we understand, that it's time for Mubarak to go, to hand power over to Omar Suleiman, who is the vice president. Mubarak has always regarded, I think, the crowds in Tahrir Square as rabble, but when the generals come and speak to him, he listens, and it looks very much like this is the end game.
Do you think that Suleiman taking over will satisfy the protesters? After all, he's an insider, a Mubarak loyalist, and they haven't been very happy with him being appointed as the head of the transition to democracy anyway.
No, they're not going to be happy with Suleiman. Suleiman is Mubarak in another guise. He's very much a creature of the regime. The military would probably be satisfied with Suleiman as a transitional figure. Now it'll fall to Suleiman to show that he's more than a Mubarak loyalist. He will have a very, very narrow window in the next, I would suggest, 24 to 48 hours. He will have to make major, major concessions to be taken seriously by the crowds in Tahrir Square as a transitional figure. But if he continues in the vein that he has recently, when he's been saying Egypt is not ready for democracy, he's been describing these protests as influenced by outsiders, if he continues to take that somewhat belligerent line, then the same crowds that brought down Mubarak will continue to call for his head as well.
We will keep coming back to this on and off during the program as we're in this waiting game. And if anything actually happens, we will go to special coverage full time. Bobby Ghosh, before you go, do you have any sense of what time this announcement may come?
I'm told imminently. Nighttime in Cairo, it's already getting there. I'm told imminently. The crowds are certainly expecting an announcement right away.
Would it be broadcast in Tahrir Square, or would the people there ironically be the last to know?
No, I think there are people on cell phones, there are people on radio, and there are homes and hotels nearby from where people can get news on TV. There is not a stadium-style giant screen there, but people know pretty quickly.
Bobby Ghosh, senior editor for Time, thank you very much.
Anytime.
And we'll keep coming back to this as soon as events warrant.